The trend has also spread to Europe. Investors such as Aviva and Legal & General are building thousands of rental homes across Britain, which now has more than 73,000 build-to-rent properties. Institutional investors are also gobbling up property in Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, and the Nordic markets, which have higher shares of renters than other rich countries. What's behind the explosive growth? One explanation is that aging millennials offer a growing market. As they approach their late 30s and early 40s, a sweet spot for landlords, many want better schools for their children, or space for pets, or finally have enough money to dump their housemates. In America, population growth in this age category will nearly double over the next 5 years. Aging baby boomers are also renting in higher numbers. In England, the proportion of those aged 55 to 64 who are renting has almost doubled since 2011. Declining housing affordability helps. Those unable to buy homes have little choice but to rent, meaning landlords are confident of their ability to find and keep new tenants, especially for entry-level homes. In America, at least 420,000 starter homes were built each year in the 1970s. Last year, just 93,000 were. Thus, rents continue to climb. Across the country, those for family homes rose by more than 13% in June, compared with a year earlier. In Orlando, they were up by 23%. In Miami, by more than a third. Despite rising rents, Wall Street landlords are not immune to economic uncertainty. Inflation means the cost of renovating and maintaining homes is rising. Invitation Homes says the amount it spent on these things rose by nearly 8% in the second quarter of this year. Construction costs have also risen, posing risk for investors building from scratch. Prices for building materials, including concrete, lumber and steel, have surged by 38% since the start of 2020. Interest rate rises are another worry. As the market softens, investors are taking a more cautious approach. Home Partners of America, owned by Blackstone, announced in August that it would pause home purchases in 38 cities, markets that represent 5% of its activity. Economic cycles are inevitable. Rents are unlikely to continue to climb at a record pace. Yet history suggests that residential rents are more resilient than those from other property types, especially in periods when supply is tight. From 1974 to 1985, another period of high inflation, rents actually increased by 7 to 12% a year, notes Jay Parsons, an economist at RealPage, a data firm. Even as home buyer demand crashed during the global financial crisis, demand from residential tenants did not waver. Although the housing splurge of institutional investors may calm a bit, it is unlikely to cease.